8 April 72, 1600 hours, Los Angeles International Airport. Michael checked in with the ticket agent at the gate and received his seating assignment. Kathy was standing just behind him. He turned and said, "They'll be boarding in about 20 minutes." He put his hand on her back and led her to a place by the wall away from the crowd. "This has been an interesting day, Kathy."
"You're telling me. I know that you don't feel that you know yourself anymore. However, I feel like I know you better than other guys that I've known for years. I've been thinking about something that I want to say to you. This may sound really heavy, but remember that I'm a psychology major, okay? The average person is born with an identity and lives with that his or her entire life. I know that what you've learned has been devastating. However, you have an opportunity that most people never have. You have the chance to create your own identity. You can choose the person that you will become."
Michael thought for a moment and said, "I guess I'd still like to find out who I was supposed to be. You and your father have been a big help to me. If not for you, I'd be out there riding now, wandering the streets, depressed, wondering what to do. I sure hope that this isn't the last time that I'll see you." She began to caress his arm with her hand.
"I hope that we'll see each other again. I truly want us to be good friends, but I have something else I need to say."
"Before you say it, let me do this." He gently took her chin in his hand and lifted her face to his. He leaned forward and kissed her. Her hand came up and caressed the back of his neck. His other hand went around her waist and he pulled her body against his. When they stopped for air, she put her forehead against his cheek. He said, "Now, what were you going to say?"
"That was a great kiss, so this is really going to be hard now. But here goes. I really want us to be the best of friends, but I don't feel like you're ready for any romantic entanglements right now."
"Kathy, I'd never think of you as an entanglement."
"What I mean by that is that you've got a lot of issues that you need to deal with right now. If our friendship grows into a romantic relationship, then I'm going to be very selfish. I'm going to want your full, undivided attention, and right now, I don't think that you can give it to me. Things have started really fast with us, and I think we need to slow down a bit."
"As much as I hate to, I'm going to have to admit that you're right. So how about we start our friendship like this?" She raised her head and looked into his eyes. She smiled, closed her eyes, and they kissed. Kelly and Howard stood in the NASA control room watching two blips on a radar screen draw closer and closer together. A controller said, "Distance 8,000 miles. A clock on the wall ticked away 1 minute. "Distance 6,000 miles. Kelly said,
"I can't imagine anything moving that fast."
Peter said, "The satellite is traveling toward the cloud at 24,000 miles an hour. Someday when we head for the stars, we'll have to move a lot faster than that." "Distance 4,000 miles?" Peter said. "Activate the camera." All eyes turned toward a monitor mounted on the wall. The controller said, "We have camera call up." Suddenly, shimmering lights filled the screen. The lights gradually changed colors, from yellow to blue to green to red to purple, then back from purple to red to green to blue to yellow. Howard said, "I'm surprised that the satellite has a color camera." "Believe me, I had to fight for it. I finally convinced the budget people that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity." "Distance 2,000 miles," Kelly said.
"It's beautiful. I don't even know how I'd describe it to someone who's missing this."
One controller suggested, "Lights glistening, shimmering, and rippling across the sky." Another said, "It's almost like a lava lamp in space." A third said, "It reminds me of the northern lights in Alaska." Peter added, "The interesting thing to me is that the color probably means that there's some sort of atmosphere in there. Rendezvous in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, contact." The blips on the radar screen merged into one. With the camera inside the cloud, visibility was limited. It was almost impossible to distinguish one color from another. Peter said, "Activate cylinder." A controller flipped a switch on his console. A light adjacent to the switch lit up. Cylinder activated. Howard asked,
"How long will it be inside?"
Peter answered, "About 4 minutes."
"Will that be enough to fill the cylinder?"
"Yes, it's been specially designed for rapid fill." Everyone watched in silence and awe as the clock ticked away the seconds. The silence was finally broken. "Neptune 1 will exit the cloud in 10, 9, 8, Peter said, "Deactivate cylinder." "6, 5, 4, cylinder deactivated. 2, 1, we have departure." On the radar screen, the small blip separated from the large one. "How much did we get?"
"1,000 PSI, 100% fill."